Hi, this is Matt.
Hi, Matt. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance. It looks like we're still having trouble processing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says that the account that we have on file has been closed, so I don't know if maybe the bank sent you a different credit card number or something.
They did.
Okay. So it's for $249.
Okay, and what is this for?
That is for the Google and the Bing and your website, the Facebook ads, the mobile optimization, your online presence. Remember, we spoke a couple of, we spoke on the 27th, and I got you over to James regarding getting your video verification knocked out with Google?
I have yet to do that.
Oh, you didn't get it done yet? What's the holdup with it? Because usually
it's the company name does not match my verify my business info, so it's difficult at this point.
Okay. So you have to go in and do the video verification so that we can go in and edit it, because we can't edit it until that video verification's been done. You know what I mean?
Right, and I don't want you guys to have access to that anymore.
Okay, so if you don't give us access to it, then we can't optimize it to be on the first page. But the hiccup with your account is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So the $249 past due balance, it will reoccur to $498 on September 23rd, and that will continue to do so until this settles. Now,
I'm certainly not going to pay that, and I'm still pretty upset with you guys forcing me to re-verify my business. And we had this conversation. And for
right.
you to ignore that and continuously call me and ask me for money, I'm not going to pay you. So you can shut my...
Yeah, that's between you and your business. I can't tell you how to run your business and your credit and all that. That's just between you. But I wanted to give you an option, if I may, only because I've seen this, turn into, big issues for business owners just because of the agreement.
Are you threatening me? You've already acknowledged that you guys acted out of negligence. And now you're threatening me?
I'm wanting to give you an option. I didn't want to threaten you, if I may. I mean, if you don't want to hear the option, that's okay too. But one thing that you can consider, Matthew, is that your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. I don't think you would need those if your intention is just to cancel the program. So what we could do essentially is remove those, and that would lower the past due amount to $149. Now, I know that you're not willing to pay anything, and if that's the case, like I said, that's just between you and your business. But if you wanted to settle at that, the nice thing is that we could then cancel the program, and you get a confirmation of the cancellation in your email and in your text message, and then that way you don't have to worry about any further charges or anything like that.
Cancel the program, and then we'll just do future correspondence between it'll be you, me, and my attorney. So there's that.
So if you wanted to have your attorney contact us, we'll send the copy of the terms to your attorney so that they can review it. I can email it to you as well if you wanted to forward it. But again, just so that we're all clear, Matthew, I have no way of canceling this program and preventing further charges with a past due balance on it. So I want you to understand you're on a month-to-month subscription and you have every right to cancel the program if you're not happy with it. But all we ask is that you call us 3 business days prior to the billing date of the 23rd, and that didn't happen. So that's why there's a reoccurring charge. So that's the only thing is, you know, if the business profile was messed up or you didn't like the way you had to re-verify or anything like that, no problem. You know, we give you the freedom to cancel and prevent further charges, but we didn't, you know, even, you know, hear anything about you, you know, wanting to cancel and discontinue until after that August 23rd payment was already due.
All right. So this is Local Splash, correct?
Yes.
And what is your guys' address? Where are you guys based out of?
We're in Southern California. So it's, hold on. I don't know by address. I want to look it up on the Google profile. I think it's 10475 Slater Avenue, but let me check. Yeah, 10175 Slater, S-L-A-T-E-R Avenue, Suite 205.
Your name?
My name is Tina. And then the city.
You know, what's mm-hmm. your last name?
It's Togafau. T as in Tom, O-G, A, F as in Frank, A-U. And then, do you want the rest of the address, or do you want the city and the zip and all that?
Yep.
Okay, it's Fountain, like a water fountain, and then Valley, V-A-L-L-E-Y, and then California, 92708.
Okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you're aware that this needs to be canceled, right?
Yes, I'm aware of that, and that's why I was trying to give you an option to do so.
Okay, and you're canceling it or you're not canceling it?
I don't have a way to cancel it with the past due balance, but what I'll do is I'll go to the director of this department and kind of explain the situation and see if there's any way that they will give me an override on it. If I do get an override on it, I won't necessarily have to call you back, but you'll get an email within 15 minutes or so letting you know that the account's been canceled. So if I don't get an approval to do it and you don't get that email, then, you know, feel free to follow up with me. I'm at extension 777, but I will definitely go to bat for you and do the best that I can, okay?
Okay, thanks, Tina.
All right, you're welcome, Matthew. Have a good rest of your day, too.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.